This was not what followers would describe as an attractive football match. Even some of the play throughout the game drew boos, jeers, and whistles from the sellout crowd. As the match dragged on without a goal being scored, it could almost be predicted that it would be decided in a shootout, and it was. Neither Switzerland nor Ukraine scored in regulation or extra time, leading to penalty kicks. Ukraine's star striker Andrei Shevchenko was the first one to step up to the penalty spot, but his shot was blocked. The Swiss failed to convert on their first three attempts, with two saves by Ukraine's goalkeeper and one shot hitting the crossbar. The Ukrainians converted their second, third, and fourth attempts to win the shootout 3-0. Swiss coach Kobi Kuhn, through an interpreter, explained his team's failures.
The nerves. A bad case of nerves. This morning, everybody took aim at different corners of the goal, and our goalkeepers didn't stand a chance, so they were good at practice, but the nerves were shot.
Ukraine coach Oleg Blokhin, through an interpreter, said he got so nervous he went to the dressing room and did not watch the penalty kick shootout.
I think both teams would have deserved to go on through the quarterfinals, but penalty shootout is like Russian roulette, really. I didn't actually see the penalties myself, because for 120 minutes I had to watch the game, and it was simply too much for me to take.
The 3-0 shootout win over Switzerland has earned Coach Blokhin and Ukraine a quarterfinal berth against Italy. Park Brewer, VOA Sports, at the World Cup in Germany.